You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to 6.04 a.m. Got some good news and some bad news to start this Monday show. Mahoney, what would you like first?
Dave, it's Monday. Nobody wants to go to work today. Let's go with the bad news.
The bad news is that Sylvia has once again ruined the happiness of our great city by watching the Golden Knights game.
I did not watch
it. Over the weekend, and game number three, down the tubes as a result.
I did not watch it. Mahoney texts me. He said, get yourself in the bathroom. I said, I'm already in here, fool. I was going to send him a picture.
What were you doing in the bathroom?
Doing my stuff, man.
What kind of stuff?
You know,
okay.
Bathroom stuff.
Good news out of that game, though, is that the Washington Capitals tried to outdo Las Vegas when it came to the pre-show hype. We had Little John and Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
And then Michael Buffer, arguably the best combat sports announcer of all time, doing the introductions. They had Sting and Shaggy and Pat Sajak.
I mean, I'm not mad at Sting.
Sting's all right, but as far as like pre-show hype,
well, I think they're on tour.
Who is?
Sting and Shaggy.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
It's a terrible combination.
Wait, they're touring together?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing some shows.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how they got together.
Artists who could be further from each other.
And how is Shaggy managing to enter himself back into a current tour?
With Sting.
Right.
Like, Sting is legendary.
Feels like that's kind of beneath Sting, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Not a little bit. A lot. Whatever that crap, weird, tantric sex stuff that Sting practices is his master on
no,
that.
No, he just tells him how to deny it afterwards.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me,
Trudy. It wasn't me.
I love that song.
Next, it's going to be Paul McCartney and the dude from the Thong Song, Siskel.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that. If I had a chance to see Paul McCartney and Sisko perform together,
you're like
if they could do some Wings covers,
I'm
done.
Well, Pat Sajak, of course, managed to screw up the player introductions.
In his sixth season, number three, Brandon McNabb. Brandon McNabb, I'm booing.
They were booing him?
They booed everyone because they're classy.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Pat Sajak.
Your show sucks anyhow.
Yeah.
Out of all the game shows,
Wheel of Fortune,
Sucks.
I think Pat Sajak just sucks as a person.
He just seems like the...
Yeah.
I'm very unlikable.
I'm over him. If they would have brought Vanna White, I would have been okay.
Yeah, fine.
I'm okay with Vanna.
So some good news to start the show today as well. A neighbor breaks into their neighbor's house and saves a deaf woman from a fire right here in Las Vegas.
This is amazing.
Wow.
A deaf woman is safe after her neighbor broke into her home to alert her to a fire that was burning outside late Tuesday, according to fire officials. Firefighters arrived to find heavy flames and smoke behind a two-story home with the flames reaching all the way to the roof. Crews got the fire under control within 15 minutes because they're awesome, and with most of the flames outside of the house and the rear of the second floor, but the senior couple that lives in the home, a deaf woman was inside at the time of the fire. She did not know that there was a fire going on until the neighbor broke into the house and had her look outside a window. Both the woman and the neighbor were able to escape without injury.
That's a good neighbor, man.
Yeah, yeah. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. It appears to be started outside. There was some trash out there, and maybe that got started.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptionally hot this weekend, but really awesome stuff. The neighbor breaks in.
Yeah.
Likely saved her life.
Without a doubt. And the fact that, you know, people talk about, Las Vegas doesn't have a community. There's no, like, if your neighbor is willing to break into your house to save your life.
To literally run into a potential fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Props to them.
Absolutely.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, I know that you have this problem, too. I'm way better looking than all of my friends, like in my friend group. I'm really starting to feel bad about it.
Message deleted.
No, I don't have that problem. I've got a couple of friends. You know my friend Matt Gainey, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like an Adonis with his shirt off. And every time he comes to Vegas, he's like, hey, man, let's go to the pool. Let's do some sort of outdoor activity that requires everyone to take their shirts off.
You're single, man. These are not the same. Like, we're not dealing with the same level of stuff here.
If we end up going to the pool or to the lake, which we have many times before, you know, he'll take his shirt off. And all of the girls in the group try to act cool, but you can just sense a little...
Oh, no.
A little shudder.
That's happening.
Yeah, so.
They don't do that with you?
No, it's a different kind of shudder. More like a,
Please leave a message after the tone.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the lasers. Oh, she has entrapped me and Sean Connery. Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones, she dips beneath the lasers.
Message deleted.
It's a, an homage to the movie Entrapment. I don't know if you guys remember that movie from the, I think, late 90s?
Did they have a theme song?
No, but they did it on Workaholics.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Which is, I will say, if you are looking for a great series that really didn't get a ton of press, Workaholics was really good.
That was on Comedy Central.
Yeah, right? those guys are phenomenal.
It's like Adam Devine and all those guys. Yeah. Adam Devine is a funny guy.
All those guys.
The whole cast is
That whole show is completely phenomenal. I think they're 5 or 6 seasons worth the binge.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, I've been saving this one for you guys. So here's a bad joke for you. If you ever get cold, just stand in the corner for a bit. They're usually around 90 degrees. Bing!
Message deleted.
All right. All right. That's
the corner's 90 degrees.
I get it.
Yeah.
Math.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So game number 2 of the NBA Finals, not nearly as close as game number 1. We were talking last week about how J.R. Smith managed to screw up the end of that game for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Should have wanted a couple of calls. Went for the Golden State Warriors that were questionable, but, you know, depending on what side you're seeing it from, I guess you can argue it either way.
Mm-hmm.
No question about what happened in last night's game. The Warriors just rolled over the Cavs
not
in game
even
number
close.
2. Yeah, there was about a 10-point differential the entire time until it got to the fourth quarter of the game, but never really was Cleveland in a position to threaten.
No.
The Warriors had a hard time really fully breaking away. Like, the Cavaliers would keep it close-ish, kind of in that 10-point range. But again, Warriors never worried.
Well, Dave, you know, you got to remember, Cleveland came back from a 3-1 deficit.
Ah, yes.
So, I mean, even if they win another game, it's not over yet. It's over.
It is over.
It is over. I mean, I'm going to continue to watch it because, you know, it's interesting, but...
Game number 3 is going to be in Cleveland on Wednesday night, but the Warriors up 2-0. And if the Cavs had gotten the win at Golden State in that first game, that would have been a big one.
Yep.
Big news coming out of Las Vegas for the MGM Resorts and the Culinary Union. They have struck a deal. The first to join the party with the Culinary Union, and what they were asking for their workers was Caesars Entertainment. So if Caesars and MGM are on board, that pretty much means that they're going to figure something out with the rest of the people.
That's good, because... having a shutdown,
will not
be good.
No,
it will not.
Tentative deal was reached today after more than 100 union workers made bunches and bunches of signs, picket signs, and they're preparing for a strike against MGM Resorts.
Did they have a giant inflatable rat though?
A giant inflatable rat.
Because if you don't have a giant inflatable rat, it's not a real strike or protest.
And one of those big banners that says "Shame on whoever."
Yeah, I see those less and less though.
The shame on?
Used to see the shame on whoever all the time around town. Maybe it's just I'm not in the areas
protest?
Where those are
it's because
happening.
It's because Glazers closed down, man.
No, but they used to be all over the place. Ian, do you see those anywhere? The shame on you banners?
No, you know what? Actually, I do not. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I've ever seen
those
something
like that
in Las Vegas.
Those were staples of Las Vegas for, you know, many, many years.
Yes, outside of different hospitals and outside of grocery stores and whoever was
non-union.
Restaurants, I don't think they had any outside of Glazers.
No, they had the...
They did for a while.
Did they?
When they first opened up. But, I mean, they basically had the picket line out there the entire time it was open. Which, I mean, I guess they eventually won.
Did they?
I mean, Glazers is gone now.
Glazers was never union, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but they put them out of business.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, they didn't.
They won't give it to our
customers. They didn't put them out of business.
House prices here in Las Vegas, one of the fastest rising parts of the country, of course. Builders are selling the most houses in decades, and developers are opening more and more apartment complexes. Perhaps the biggest issue in the resale market is the lack of inventory. The median sales price of previously single-owned homes, the bulk of the market, was $289,000 in April, up 16% from a year earlier. Around 3,800 houses were on the market without offers at the end of April, down 25% from a year earlier. Resale prices are still below the peak, though, from the bubble. So the median for a single-family house topped out at $315,000 back in mid-2006. But the fact that we're at $289,000, and that's $315,000.
I know.
Yay. And I know you're saying inventory is low, but you know how you fix that? You know how you get a lot of inventory?
Mm.
The economy crashes, and everybody moves out.
Yep.
That's how you get a whole lot of inventory. Dude, did you hear that?
I know. Yeah. You're like a Chewbacca.
Little Wookiee action.
Little inventory.
Sorry about that.
And finally, an FBI agent was off duty, and he was just enjoying himself at a Denver nightclub doing a little dancing.
Ooh.
And
when I say a little dancing, I'm talking a lot of dancing.
Like to try to impress the ladies?
I think so. I think it was impressing everyone. He was cutting a rug. He was doing backflips and everything else. Everything was going great. Everyone's like, man, this guy can dance. Until his gun fell out and it shot someone.
No.
Whoops.
He came on the scene and he did a backflip. Right as he did that backflip, his gun fell out and it hit the ground. It shot off. About 2 minutes after that, paramedics start flooding in.
I would certainly hope that alcohol was not involved. You cannot carry if you're in a bar or an establishment or if you've been drinking.
Also, if you're just going to be out at a nightclub partying, why do you need your gun anyhow?
If you're an FBI agent, I mean...
He's off duty.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty messed up, but I imagine that conversation, he was obviously trying to impress some sort of woman.
Yeah.
Or whoever. He was trying to impress
somebody.
A mate of some sort.
Yes.
He was like, hey, baby, I'm going to make everybody's knees weak in here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a brand new week. It's a new me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New week, new you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blooper reel to remind us that we need to be better this week. Even though last week was a short week, we still managed to screw up quite a bit.
Yeah, we did.
It's the... It's the blooper reel.
The reason I like Metallica is because they got into that bus accident all those years ago. You know, they've been through it. No, it's
Shut up. And Saint Anger.
No, we love the Vegas Golden Knights. We would have loved them even if they were terrible.
Saint Anger.
And another passenger left up to try to intervene before he was restrained by the flight crew. Before he was restrained after the flight landed safely in Miami. Miami, he was immediately taken into custody. Landed safely in Miami.
When I used to take Ambien, I one time bought $200 worth of clothes from Old Navy, which that's a lot of clothes from
Old Navy clothes.
It's a lot of clothes.
He dropped on the poor dog that was lying below him.
No.
Both fires got put out, but I don't think my dog ever looked at him the same way again.
You see the game is on the TV. Why don't you walk out immediately?
Because I want to go to the gym.
And you get on the treadmill.
You made a promise.
Treadmill. It landed safely.
It's a lot of cold.
Insane anger.
Before he was restrained, it landed safely. My dog ever looked at him the same way again.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So he could have gotten himself killed this weekend, but it was because he sprung into action. Benedict Cumberbatch saw something going down, decided he was going to do something about it. He was riding in a car with his wife when she was the first one to spot it.
And if you don't know who Benedict Cumberbatch is, he is Sherlock Holmes on the BBC and PBS.
Probably most notably recently, Doctor Strange in the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hell of an actor. I mean, great actor. The Imitation Game was phenomenal. He is one of the best actors out there, one of the nicest guys, and one of the most boring interviews we've ever had.
Benedict Cumberbatch
is so nice.
Is a pretty big celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys interview him?
We interviewed him, and it was so boring, we didn't air it.
And he was nice.
We just didn't put it on the air because it was. We were like, can we salvage like 2 or 3 minutes of this? And
oh, my God.
No, like he was just like, was he just like nothing sleeping? To say.
No?
Well, he was talking, but it was just very.
Not even like the accents, just like.
No.
He would go on with like 3 minute answers to every question. And they were very thoughtful answers. Yes. Like he was a good interview. But there, it was just so boring.
At no point did we go,
well, that was the highlight. Let's air this just like clip of it now is not good.
Oh, do we still have it somewhere?
I have it somewhere.
Somewhere, I'm sure.
But yeah, he was such a nice guy.
Not worth digging up.
And this goes to show this gentleman's character.
Yeah, so his wife and him are riding in a taxi in central London, and his wife notices that there is a cyclist being beaten up by 4 guys. And that's when Benedict Cumberbatch says, "Oh hell no." Jumps out of the cab and starts pulling the attackers off the man. And then the group turns on him, and then they realize, wait a minute, that's Doctor Strange.
Sherlock Holmes.
Or we think that they probably recognized him, and they took off.
Yeah. I mean, he has a very noticeable, like, very distinct
angular
kind of face. Yeah.
But still, like, he's a huge celebrity, and, you know, you think about...
It's not like The Rock.
Right.
You know, if it was The Rock rolling out, you're like, hey, I'm not messing with The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to rock bottom me, but Benedict Cumberbatch, you're like...
If it's Liam Hemsworth, you're like, I am not going to try to fight Thor.
Or even Chris Evans, Captain America.
Sure, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm staying away from all those guys. But Doctor Strange, I mean, I probably would have taken a few swings at him just so I could be like, I kicked Doctor Strange's ass.
Thanos ain't got nothing on me.
Nothing. Yeah, but
good on him.
Good news is that he is just fine, and his wife is just fine. The taxi cab driver sort of tried to help as well. He jumped out and kind of yelled like, in the background. He's like, stop it!
Well, he's like, great, this is what I've got myself into. You know, it's like, cool, I've got a celebrity.
Yeah.
Does he expect me to like have his back? I'm just trying to drive a car, man.
Yeah, right. I don't want anything to do with this.
I don't know if you saw the video that came out last week about a guy on a bicycle attacking a car in London. And, you know, their gun laws are really strict over there. So there's like no guns in London. But they have big-ass knives. And when I say big-ass knives, I mean, like, we're talking, like, think of Crocodile Dundee, like, done steampunk style, and so like about another foot.
Like a machete. Like a full-on machete. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Is there anything scarier than somebody coming at you with a huge knife or a machete? I don't think so.
Because it's personal.
Yeah.
Like, getting shot is impersonal. I mean, it's personal when you get shot.
Right.
I get what you're saying.
But, like, somebody pulls out a gun and they, like, point it at somebody, they can very easily just point it at somebody else. If you're going to raise a knife at somebody, you're really a target.
I'm going to post the video right now on our Twitter, at David Mahoney. It's going to go up. This video, like I said, scary stuff happening over in London, but Doctor Strange came to the rescue, saved this guy's life. But
pretty awesome stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Speaking of videos, this one's up on DaveMahoney.com. This is a 4th grader doing a cover of Imagine by John Lennon, and it's starting to pick up some steam and go viral. Here's why. So 4th grade is about 9 years old. That's pretty awesome, right? Yeah, that's incredible stuff.
He's been playing piano since he was 5.
Wow.
Very talented.
Because normally when there's like a 9 or 10 year old, I don't know if you guys have any nieces or nephews that fall into that category, or friends' kids, they're like, hey, let me show you what I could do. And you're like, that's really great. And really, you're like, that's awful. That's like just terrible.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
I mean, like a little, like a singing or fashion show or whatever it is. And you think back to like when you would put on a little talent show for your parents. You're like, I can't believe they sat through that. It's true love.
They're stuck with you.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere. But very, very impressive stuff. That video again up at DaveAndMahoney.com. So there's this is the great state of Vermont.
Vermont
is trying to get people to move there. And so they've decided that they're going to offer people $10,000 to move there and work remotely. Eligible workers can get up to $5,000 a year, not to exceed $10,000 over 2 years, through the state's new remote work grant program.
Mm-hmm.
So the money can be used on qualified expenses, including costs to relocate, necessary computer equipment and software, internet access, and co-working memberships. To be eligible, a worker must be a full-time employee for an out-of-state business work primarily from home or a co-working space in Vermont and become a full-time resident on or after January 1st of 2019. That's a pretty good chunk of change,
it is,
right?
Pretty
good.
Yeah.
What if you and your significant other are in the area and you're able to work remotely? You could both just move to Vermont and make an extra $20,000 over 2 years.
What are the state taxes like in Vermont? And most likely, you know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to be like, yeah, this sounds great. Let's move to Vermont. And then they end up in New Hampshire. Because nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, like, where is this, Rhode Island?
Which one is Vermont? Which one's New Hampshire?
I swear we were just in Vermont. Where are we?
Can you pick out Vermont on a map?
I cannot.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's time for brand new prison mail. This first letter comes to us addressed to DJ Mahoney. And we've had a number of these over the last couple of years.
Weeky, weeky.
It normally means that the person has no idea anything about the radio show. They simply have heard that there is a radio show out there that will read these letters live on the air. And a lot of times they're fishing for money. Either way, they're entertaining. And it looks like this first one has a picture included.
All right. Do we want to live stream this? You want me to fire up Instagram or?
Sure. Sure, yeah.
Sorry.
So this first one is from a young lady named Becca Becker.
Okay. Becca Becker?
We did some research.
Okay.
And she stole someone's credit card.
Okay.
According to what we found online.
We're live now at Dave Mahoney on Instagram.
If you want to watch along live.
That was a full body shot.
Oh, my, Becca. Okay.
All right, let me see. All right, just got
Like the prison scrubs on.
Yeah,
but she's got a little pose on. Posing.
Yeah, she's got her hands on her hips.
Yeah, that's a good pose.
Got that smile going. Yeah.
Okay, so that was taken on 4/12/2018.
Yep, so a nice current picture there.
None of those old photos that you can't find on dating profiles from 25 years ago.
Maybe she does listen. Okay. Dear DJ Mahoney and the 107.5 family, yes, even you, Bossy Rossi.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
She knows Bossy Rossi.
It's your favorite prison pen pal, Becca Becker. It's been a long time. I've been super lousy. I think she meant lazy, but she put... Oh, no.
Is it lousy?
It's busy. It's busy is what she put. It looks like lousy. All right. I went from Smiley Road to Gene Conservation Camp, a.k.a. Gene Concentration Camp.
Oy.
The staff here... Not to name names, but yeah, they went on to name names. And their minion are total dicks. Not only are they rude, but also unprofessional and disrespectful. Becca, sweetie, I don't know if you want to be doing this. But other than that, I'm now a certified firefighter, more commonly known as a glorified landscaper. I work for the Nevada Division of Forestry. So anytime you see the NDF trucks on the side of the freeway with those hot-ass women wearing blue pants, blue button-up shirts, yellow disco jackets, hard hats, and orange bandanas, holla, or just throw some smokes and lighters or whatever you want.
Smokes and lighters, huh?
All holla. Right.
Or other awesome contraband you can come up with. Surprises. No, Becca, I need some love because I don't feel any. 83 cents a day. That's what they pay us to break our backs and risk our lives at fires, as if that's really covering the cost of anything. I'm trying to get submitted to the Casa Grande Transitional House as an inmate, but one of the dirtbags won't do her job and submit me because this camp and NDF would rather break my back. Then she goes on to complain about some of the other people. Hope you like this new pick. I'm going to send a better one soon. If y'all can give me a shout out to my crew, that would be great. And also, we want to get throwing those smokes and lighters to us. Next time y'all are at the Gold Strike Casino, wave at us. We're up here in Gene, Nevada, right up the road from the casino. We see you. Love you guys. Can't wait to hear you when you read this. Viva la resistance and screw the man.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Love always, Becca Becker. So we have had letters from Becca before.
I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I specifically remember her signature.
Let's see. Okay.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
She got moved down to Gene, so she
does
she
not
used
sound
to be
like she's liking Gene though.
Yeah, no. Not so much.
Not so much.
So that is.
But
that
maybe it'll make her way to the halfway house at some point. We know our friend Courtney, who has sent us the most letters over the years.
Courtney was out for a short time and then got put back in.
We believe it's because of a man.
Yeah,
because she found love.
Yeah, almost
and
certainly.
They're not allowed to.
She was working at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You know, if there's ever a breeding ground for hot inmate love, it's
7-Eleven. You never know where love's going. You're going to find love, Dave. It comes in the most random places. So I hope that she's doing well now. So we're opening her letter. This one not quite as long as Becca's.
It looks really short.
A bit more concise.
Yeah. Okay.
She had really good handwriting, too. She's
very nice.
Yeah.
So, hello, awesome people. Well, I have some pretty crappy news.
Oh, no.
I went to the parole board on the 10th, and they decided to take my parole from me. So instead of getting out this June, it's now June 2019.
Oh, no.
I have to do a whole extra year. I can't believe it. I had so many plans. My kids and I were trying to go see Life is Beautiful and Comic-Con, camping trips, bike rides on the mountain, but it's all going to have to wait. For now, I'll just sit here at Smiley till they let me go back to the Gene Camp in August or September. I'll do the rest of my time out there, but hey, they can't keep me forever. I'll get out eventually. Just trying to keep my head up for now. Just thought I'd give you guys a quick update. You think you guys could play some Flora Cash? Oh, that Flora Cash song for me? It's not available on the MP3 player, and I love it. Well, thanks, as always, for being so awesome. Love your number one incarcerated fan, Courtney.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't have the Flora Cash song on me.
I don't know.
Can you sing it?
No, I can't sing it.
And you got that anywhere? No.
No. I mean, I know it's around here somewhere. I just... Bossy Rossi has it in one of his folders, and I don't know exactly where it is.
That's all right.
We'll try to find it for you. Either way, sorry that you're locked up for another year.
All those plans, too.
Keep those letters coming, though.
Yeah, well, keep your head up, you know.
That's all the inspiration you got?
Just keep your head.
Mahoney's the worst inspirational speaker ever. Like, if you were a life coach, you'd be like, well, keep your head up and... Yep.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We are just getting word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So there is talks about a Roseanne spinoff now. So it was reported last week that ABC is considering a Roseanne spinoff that doesn't include Roseanne Barr. According to the top options being considered, a new show would instead focus on Sarah Gilbert's character of Darlene. Sources say that Gilbert, who is also a producer on the rebooted Roseanne, has reportedly been calling cast members to see if they would want to be involved in the idea, just in case ABC decides to move forward with it.
Would they be able to do that? Because it's Roseanne's,
You change it to the Connors.
Oh, okay.
You change the name to the Connors.
Yeah, you wouldn't still call it Roseanne.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, just it's because it's based, like, it's her characters that she came up with.
Well, she didn't come up with all the characters.
Yeah.
She came up with Roseanne.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Which is her.
Yeah. And that's why, yeah.
I mean, the thought was like, write her off, right? Like, just have her
die.
Have her die in a plane accident or whatever. But then you would also have to get her to film the write-off most likely.
No, because...
Look at 2.5 Men, man. Yeah, like, when they did that, they write people off all the time. There's a new move. Like, one of the stories we have later on today in news is they're getting rid of the guy from the new Lethal Weapon series.
Yeah.
And they're replacing him with Sean William Scott. Like, they're just going to replace him. They replace... On Roseanne, John Goodman's character died. And then they replaced Becky with a new Becky later on. So it's like, it's not like it's completely out of the realm of possibilities. Just be like, hey, we're going to write her off and we're going to continue on. I see why Sarah Gilbert wants to continue to do this.
This has to be a little bit different than that, though, because the show is actually called Roseanne, right? Like, you have to change the name of the show.
Well, yeah.
You can't still call it Roseanne when she's not on.
Call it the Connors.
The Connors. It's fine. Yeah. But that's what I mean. Is like, you can't just write somebody off in traditional fashion for this.
Can.
Like, you'd have to do a reboot.
You underestimate. You just pick it up. Yeah, she left. She went to go get a pack of smokes.
Never came back.
Haven't seen her. Don't know. But I would like, they want the crew to continue to work. That's what you don't think about.
There's a lot of good people that work really hard.
John Goodman's awesome. I love John Goodman.
I do too. Yeah, there's a lot of people that work behind the scenes that are, gaffers and the lighting crew and producers and everyone else that, that is their livelihood.
They signed on already for the show for second season where a lot of the other shows have already been booked up. So, like, they'll be out of work for a year if something doesn't get picked up. Yeah.
So a couple from Bronx, they're 24 and 25-year-old. They bought a $5 million fortune lottery ticket for $20 from a Bronx convenience store because they needed to make change for a $100 bill. And they chose the $500 million fortune because he had won $700 on it in the past, and they won the $5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, the couple says they are planning to use the money to help out family members and open a motorbike shop.
Hell yeah.
First mistake if you win $5 million. Say that we are, quote, planning to help out family members because every cousin that you did not know existed is going to come out of the woodwork.
They're
going to
take it to court. They said in the papers. And the things with the words in them that they were going to help out.
I may not
family.
Be a first cousin. I'm still cousin.
We could be kissing cousins.
Oh, come on over here.
But yeah, I mean, good on them. They're better people than we are.
A 3-year-old decided that they were going to learn to call 911 for whatever reason, and it may have saved their mom's life. A toddler in Cleveland, Texas, which is north of the Houston area, learned how to call 911. Dorothy Craig may have saved her mother's life as a result, or her siblings' lives when she collapsed, fell unconscious on the floor. The 3-year-old knew how to dial 911.
Wow.
And called 911, and the paramedics arrived, and potentially saved the mom's life. So
that's
she just
amazing.
Collapsed, and we don't know exactly what caused her to collapse and why she was unconscious, but obviously
but the toddler
something
was
serious.
There.
The toddler was there.
Is the toddler's name Dorothy?
I think the toddler's name is Dorothy.
I mean, I'm not mad at that, but when was the last time you saw like a 3-year-old whose name's Dorothy?
Yeah.
I immediately think of like an 88-year-old woman.
There's some names that haven't really, like my grandmother, who is 95 or 96, her name is Dolores. Like, there's no young Doloreses.
Oh, I
the youngest
don't
be, though.
Because of Westworld?
Because of Westworld.
Maybe so.
I knew a girl named Dolores.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, she's my age
It's like
now.
Gertrude. Like, Gertrude just, like, made it through one generation and that was it.
Gertrude is very just, like, harsh.
Yeah.
It's a harsh name.
Like Helen. Helen is
Helen.
Helen's another one.
Matilda.
Matilda. Oh.
Matilda's a pretty name.
I feel
name.
Like Matilda's making a comeback with
really?
Hipster white people.
Hipster white
hipster
people.
Hipster white people are
I do have a little girl on the way. Should we go with Matilda? Yeah, we should let the audience name my unborn child. I
mean, it's got to be Baby McBaby Face. Which I feel like is a strong contender.
GoldenPalace.net. What?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tipsy. Or toddler.
All right, the way this game works is pretty simple. We have 5 different quotes. They were either said by a person that is tipsy, had too much to drink, or a toddler. Amanda is joining us this morning from Henderson. Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you guys?
Good. So do you have experience with toddlers?
I have a few, so yes.
You have a few? Good. That'll help. What about drunk people?
Yes, I have a few kids, so I drink a lot.
All right, fair enough. We're just going to read you what was said, and just based off the actual words that were uttered, you have to try to figure out whether it was a person that is tipsy or if it's a toddler. If you get 3 out of the 5 correct, we're going to set you up with tickets to go see Panic at the Disco. If you don't, you will lose, and you get nothing. Fair enough?
Let's do it.
All right, Mahoney, take it away.
Number 1. It's my doze. I'm never the doze. A hat and the hotel with a little flower, and it's a little bubbly. No.
All right. So tipsy or toddler on that one?
Why is a toddler in a hotel? I'm going to say tipsy.
Tipsy is
incorrect. I'm sorry.
That was tricky.
That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
It's my girls. I'm the girls. I had. I'm a hotel.
That's cute.
Okay, got me.
Yeah, man, that's a tough one. You're still in this. You're still in this.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah. First one incorrect. Sylvia, you want to take it away here on to number 2.
I feel bad. Parents are sleeping. What bleach makes it go away faster? It's blue.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
A toddler?
Toddler is
incorrect, I'm sorry.
You're going to have to.
Oh, boy.
Let's have a listen.
I'm so bad. Parents are sleeping. What bleach makes it go away fast? It's blue.
Okay, she was real tipsy.
Yeah.
Really, they were really, really, really drunk.
The parents thing would have thrown me off, too.
All right, that's a little tricky.
All right, so 2 incorrect. You got to go 3 for 3 on these last 3, okay?
Okay,
here we go. There was a fish. He went to the fishy, and it was a fake. He went to parents. Then he parents got mad on him because he didn't brush his teeth.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Go with your gut.
Let's say tipsy.
Tipsy is?
Tipsy is incorrect.
Oh, no!
I thought, let me go with the opposite of what I was saying.
That's why I said go with your gut. I was trying to tip you off.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, see you later. Let's have a listen.
There was a fish. He went to a fish. And it was fake. And then he went to his parents. And then his parents got mad on him because he didn't brush his teeth.
I was going to give her a chance at the redemption.
Nope. She loses. She gets
nothing. Works out for everybody
else.
That
means caller number 10. You get tickets to go see Panic at the Disco. Good luck.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
So it was just about a week ago that we were starting to get word of some of the comments that NoFX had made while playing here in Las Vegas. They were making light of the tragedy that happened on October 1st and in a way mocking the victims, saying that it was a good thing that they were country music fans and not punk rock fans. Totally inappropriate comments to be made anywhere, but especially here in Las Vegas, less than a year after everything that happened, 6 miles away from where the shooting took place. Just inexcusable.
Just
we took to the air and we talked about it. And there was a lot of people that I felt agreed with what we were saying. There's a lot of people that didn't. There's a bunch of people were calling us bitches and saying that we're soft and punk rock isn't supposed to be safe and blah, blah, blah.
Well, we're not punk rock. We never have been. We don't live that life. You know what we do? We like to have a good time. We like to laugh.
We're not overly sensitive. We're not. Very few things offend us, but you don't get to come to Las Vegas and make those comments while you're here profiting. NoFX wasn't here doing a charity tour. They weren't hanging out with their friends on a bus having a private conversation that somebody recorded.
In front of thousands of people, and you
making
made
money.
Horrible comments off of our city.
Yes. NoFX has since issued two apologies, and even if you go on their Instagram and you look at
it's
the
cancer,
picture,
man.
It's
it
just
is.
The worst people in the world that are on their own Instagram. So it's NoFX's page, and they're calling them a bunch of bitches for apologizing and saying, oh, the outrage culture has taken over and this and that. Look, this is a little different than the outrage culture. We're mad about some really awful comments that were made way too soon in the place where they happened. That's not outrage. Like, there's just...
And you said horrible things. I mean,
lack of decency.
Complete lack of decency, but saying that your fans are more important than country fans and they deserve to die because they're country fans, that's just...
It's not a joke you get to make.
How do you even get to that point? How do you get to that point? Like, what kind of mental gymnastics are you doing to get there to say something horrible like that?
So, middle of last week, they issued kind of a half apology saying, we can't sleep, we're very upset about what has happened, and we're going to get together as a group, and we're going to write a formal apology that is meaningful. And now we have it. Would you like to hear it?
Okay.
They said, there's no place to backpedal. What NoFX said in Vegas was shameful. We crossed the line of civility. We can't write songs about how people in this world need to be more decent when we were clearly being indecent. Las Vegas has always been a welcoming city to our band, and to make light of the tragedy that occurred was egregious. All members of the band would like to sincerely apologize to anyone who experienced loss from the Vegas shooting 8 months ago, anyone who was at the show that lost a loved one or a friend or had to witness the incredible senseless violence that night. We were asked why we didn't release an immediate apology. Well, we didn't feel that we could write a sincere apology without reflecting on the actual damage we had done. No press agent was going to write this for us. That's why we struggled with this for the past few days. We didn't plan or intend on saying anything so insensitive. It was off the cuff, but was just hurtful. We don't blame it on drugs or alcohol or Ambien. That's too easy. NoFX said it. We own it. We made a tasteless joke, but to be clear, NoFX does not condone violence against any group of people, period. As sincere as we've ever been, NoFX.
I mean,
they have the right to say whatever they want. You know, you can say whatever you want while you're on stage. You're not going to get arrested for that.
There's all these people that are saying, oh, it's free speech. Are you guys against free speech?
I think their definition of free speech is really distorted.
They don't understand. Read the Constitution.
It protects you from prosecution from the government. No one's saying they should be arrested and thrown in jail for
that's
what they
said.
That's
not what we've ever said.
No, of course
all
not.
We've said, and we continue to say, is that I don't want to see them making money in the city anymore.
No.
You have the right to apologize, and I think that's a good step.
I actually think this is a pretty nice apology. I thought this was pretty nice.
That doesn't absolve you of all... everything that you said, it doesn't change the fact that you hurt a lot of people here in this city by saying what you said. I have every right to continue to say Yeah, go kick rocks and F off.
Now, Ian, you don't think this apology is sincere?
You know what? I read it over, and no, I don't think so, especially for the amount of time they allotted themselves to, quote, sit down and think about it. Honestly, I think they really should have been a little bit more introspective and put a little bit more emotion into it and maybe promise that, you know, nothing like this will ever happen again and maybe put on some sort of benefit or something, because these guys have nothing but money.
Actually, you know what? Maybe they could have donated to the fund, to the victims' fund.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I think there needs to be some sort of giving on behalf of NOFX. Yeah. You know,
money doesn't fix things.
Ian, you're the biggest NOFX fan out of all of us, because you're the only NOFX fan out of all of us.
I tried to keep that under wraps until.
That's an important part of this story, though. I mean, so like, you've been a fan of this band for how long?
Oh, for years. I've seen them over 8 times.
He was actually in one of their music videos.
All right, that is the worst. Well, I did not want to say anything about that, Dave.
It's important.
20-something seconds into the Cokie the Clown video, yes, you can see my stupid orange hat and me on top of the crowd surfing.
Yeah, so Ian has followed this band for a long time, and so I think that your perspective is even more important on this. You don't accept this apology. Out of all of us, you're the one that was the first one to say, I don't think it's as sincere as it should be.
No, absolutely not, especially for how famous these guys are and how much money they have. They in no way, shape, or form should feel invincible like that. To be able to just say whatever they want on stage, in whatever city they want. I've heard these guys make so many terrible jokes, offend so many people, and this just completely crossed the line.
But this is the first time where they've ever had to issue an apology.
Because it's affecting their bottom line.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Money. And Drublic tour here in the U.S., they got kicked off of that. Stone pulled out. It's affecting their bottom line. I mean, who knows what's going to play out. I think they're probably going to go jump back on those tour, the same Punk and Drublic tour that's going to happen in Europe here in about 2 weeks.
I'm sure.
And they're going to continue to do that like nothing ever happened. I don't care what happens to them outside of this city. All I know is that I personally don't ever want to see you guys here again.
I'm with you. I don't want to see you
making money off of this city.
Nobody wants their livelihoods to be taken away or for it to affect their family or any of that stuff. But here in Las Vegas, you burned a bridge.
You did.
You burned a bridge and it's over.
There are tens of thousands of families here who were affected by that horrible mass shooting. You had to poke the bear. You thought it was going to be funny. I want to be controversial. I don't forgive you. Thank you for writing an apology letter, but I still have every right as an American to say, go F off, man.
Oh, what do you know? You have free speech, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It works both ways. You know, you do you, and I'm not telling anybody else what they need to feel. If you want to feel like that's enough and that's good on you, that's you. I'm just telling you.
If you want to fully accept the apology and say, fine, I'll go support them next time they come to town, then you do you. But as far as us,
never.
Never again.
This station, our show, we will never support
anything
involved with them ever again, because there are things you just can't come back from, and that was one of them. So I think that's...
You're done, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely entitled to that, and I'm with you on that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Everyone rooting for the Vegas Golden Knights. Very excited about tonight's game as well, hoping for a good result. And then game number 5 is going to be back here in Las Vegas on Thursday. So, Ian, you were out this weekend for the Vegas Golden Knights game that Sylvia unfortunately ruined by not staying in the bathroom the entire game.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Lost some money on that one.
Because we know.
Because
you're
we know.
A liar.
You're
you
a
lied
liar.
To us.
You always lie to us.
Continue to lie to us.
I was in the bathroom.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Swear on your mother's life.
Man.
I didn't think so.
That's right, Sylvia.
I gotta go to Walgreens.
Oh, you had to go to Walgreens. Do they have TVs at Walgreens?
No.
They sure do. They sell TVs
Walgreens?
There. Yep. They love selling TVs.
They got bathrooms there, too, Sylvia.
Yes, they do. You have locked yourself in that bathroom. So, Ian, you went out this weekend, and you were talking to people once again down in the Fremont Street area.
Yep. Went downtown and got to talk with everybody early Saturday. And I didn't know this until just recently, but the Washington Capitals, their assistant GM, is named Ross Mahoney.
Not even lying. This is a real thing that their assistant general manager, also middle management, his real name is Ross Mahoney, just like Bossy Rossi's real name is Ross Mahoney.
How many Mahoneys are there?
How many Ross Mahoneys are there in the world?
Too many.
Way too many.
At least too many. Yeah.
So I took it upon myself to bring a couple of photos of these Ross Mahoneys with me. and just ask people's opinion on them and see what they think. Now, I spoke with two different people. In the first clip, I spoke with a little person who was a magician.
Okay.
And
so just to give you a visual of, because you probably know what Bossy Rossi looks like to some degree, but if you've never seen the assistant GM, which I don't imagine that you have from the Washington Capitals, Ross Mahoney, he kind of looks like Richard Dreyfuss.
I kind of got like a, what's his name? Gene Hackman, like an angry Gene Hackman.
Hackman, okay. I can see Gene Hackman a little bit,
yeah, okay. I can see that. Sebastian Gorka, if you know who that is, the political commentator, okay. A little older version
of
him.
So the assistant GM is a little bit older. He does have a gray goatee. Who wears a goatee anymore?
It's the mullet for the face.
Yeah, seriously. Every picture I saw of him, he's always wearing a suit. Very upstanding guy, seems like. I don't know him personally. And then we have a picture of Ross Mahoney.
One of his cool promo shots.
Yeah, one of his cool promo shots. He's got one of those sick plaid shirts, man. He's standing all casual. He's got way too much negative space
above
his head.
I've got mother of pearl buttons on this.
That's right.
Awesome shirt.
Just in case you need to pop it off quickly.
That's right.
He's not standing all casual. He's standing cash.
Cash.
That's what he does when he takes those cool promo shots.
And he looks really short in that picture, too, because whoever took it, like, way too much space above his head.
Yeah, it's just kind of mean.
Bad photographer.
Yeah,
or good photography. Well done, photographer. So you're talking with a
little
magician
person.
Dwarf?
Yes, yes.
Got it. All right.
And picture number one was, unfortunately, Bossy Rossi. And then the second photo was the GM assistant, Ross Mahoney.
Here we go.
All right, so we're preparing for game three of the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm down here on Fremont. I'm with a couple of magicians, and I got one of them right here. How are you, man?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm not familiar with a lot of the Washington Capitol players or any of their staff. How about you?
No.
Yeah, this is completely new to me. I have a couple pictures here. One person works for their organization, the other person doesn't. They're both named Ross Mahoney. So I just want your opinion on these pictures. So this first one here, what do you think of this guy?
He looks like a overweight punk rocker that likes to party.
Straight, gay,
questionable.
Do you think he has a lot of friends?
Small circle.
Would you hang out with this guy?
Depends.
All right, how about this guy?
He looks very stern, aggressive, knows what he wants, successful in life. Probably not a small circle of friends, but more acquaintances and business partners than anything. He's a closet guy. He doesn't tell people what he does. He doesn't, one of those guys that drinks by himself or smokes by himself.
Do you think this guy in picture number two does butt stuff?
I do not know.
What about the guy in picture number one? Do you think he does butt stuff?
Now that you say that, possibly.
Who would you rather hang out with?
Well, I don't want to do butt stuff with either of them because I don't swing that way, but I'd rather hang out with picture number two.
Picture number two.
He looks like he could party.
Oh, man.
One for the Capitals.
Bossy Rossi.
Man.
He thinks the dude from the Capitals has got cocaine.
I think that's why.
He's wearing a suit. Yeah. That's like that guy. Yeah.
Those little person magicians always looking for the coke. Now, in the second clip here, I spoke with a almost nude policewoman.
Not an actual police
Not
woman.
An actual police right. woman. No.
And so this is reverse this time.
This is
picture,
reverse.
Picture number one is Ross Mahoney from the Capitals. Picture number two is Bossy Rossi.
All right, so down here on Fremont, game three? Yeah, game three of the Stanley Cup Finals. How are you, my dear?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. You're dressed as a police officer.
Yes, I am.
I don't think I've ever seen a police officer this nude. Have you had to make any arrests today?
I made a few arrests, maybe like five earlier today.
All right, I think you've met your quota.
Good morning.
I got a couple pictures here. Okay. Both of these guys are named Ross Mahoney. Now, have you ever heard of that name before?
I have never heard of that name
before. I need just your opinion on these guys.
Okay,
so here's picture number one. What are your opinions on this guy?
A little older. Probably straight.
Okay.
Probably a little bit of butt stuff.
Just a little bit? Just a little bit? Okay. Do you think he has a lot of money?
Well, he has a suit on, so probably.
Okay.
He looks well-educated. I think it's the glasses.
Okay, so that was picture number one. Here's picture number two.
I say really laid back, pretty cool guy.
Okay.
Definitely butt stuff.
Now, do you think he has a lot of friends?
Maybe a few close friends.
Just a few close ones?
Yeah.
Overall, do you think he's a nice guy?
Yeah, I think he's an okay guy. I think definitely an interesting guy.
Now, who would you rather hang out with? And two, who would you sleep with?
Hang out with him.
Hang out with picture number two. Okay. And then last question. If you had to.
If I definitely had to. He's a handsome older gentleman. I like him.
So picture number one. Yes. All right. So you would not sleep with my boss. All right.
I would not.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Mahoney, if you could choose to have lunch with anyone, who would it be? Someone that's alive.
You know, I would probably go with Jimmy Carter, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, why?
I mean, as far as presidents go, he's probably the most likable. Out of all the ones who are still living, I would say. And a very smart guy, just seems very nice. And I feel like he's from the South, so he has manners and he would buy.
Oh.
All right. I see where you're going there. Lunch with Warren Buffett. They do a thing for 19 years in a row now. They have auctioned off a lunch with Warren Buffett.
Okay.
He's the CEO, of course, of Berkshire Hathaway, one of the richest men in the world.
Second or third richest?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's only behind Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, I believe. Yeah. Seems like a very likable guy. Still lives in his little house in Omaha, Nebraska. Eats at this same little diner.
Yeah.
And he seems really accessible, which is kind of surprising that somebody would pay this amount of money to have a lunch with him, considering that he eats at the same diner every day. And you always hear stories about people just chatting it up with him, or if they're sitting next to him, you know, he'll just talk to him about whatever is going on in their lives. But somebody decided that they were going to pay a big sum of money to have lunch with them. Every year they do a bid, an auction of sorts.
Okay. How much did it go for?
$3.3 million.
Wow.
Oof.
Yeah. So the highest sum that it's ever received is just shy of 3.5 at $3.456 million, but $3.3 million is how much it went for.
Well, it's cheaper than a Super Bowl ad.
I mean, I guess. But
more than that?
Do you think that people
Super
are buying
Bowl ads
it?
Or $5 million?
Do you remember when we first heard they were going for $1 million?
Yeah.
We were like, I can't believe
it.
It
was 20 years ago.
Now it's $5 million.
Now it's $5 million for a 30-second commercial.
Well, looking to maybe you got an elevator pitch and you want to meet with one of the most powerful and richest men in the world. But the problem is with Warren Buffett, he is the best deal maker out there. You know, I mean, plain and simple.
That's what I mean. I don't think that it's not like Shark Tank where you're going to go in and get a deal.
I don't know. Maybe you're like, hey, you got a stock take for one?
Hey, man.
What you got?
So, Sylvia, bad news for you. Johnny Depp does not look to be in good health at all. Your favorite bag of scarves.
I've seen pictures.
He looks like he's going to die.
Yeah, he does not look good at all.
He looks really ill.
He's working on a couple of movies right now, and maybe it's something illness-related. Maybe he's just been partying too much. Regardless, Johnny Depp does not look good.
Some blind items in some of the celebrity gossip. The more credible celebrity gossip columns over the last month or two alluding to a celebrity who is having some serious addiction issues.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are now speculating that that was Johnny Depp. Who knows if that's true or not?
Well, he's been going through it with all his relationship stuff, right?
Amber Heard
got really ugly, and he just has personally seemed like he's been having a rough time. Remember how he cut himself really badly at his house? Like a month or two after the whole Amber Heard thing went, broke a bottle of wine, like slashed his arm open or something.
Video.
And you're like, ew.
There was talk about him having some money issues, which just seems crazy to me, considering he's, you know, supposedly worth well over $200 million.
But
the fact that he has all the pirates' money, he's in the new Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts movies.
But then there's like all these this news that that he was like spending all this money.
Yeah, I mean to spend $200 million is hard. But if anybody could do it, it's probably somebody who's an eccentric actor. But I hope the guy's better because I do enjoy his acting most of the time.
Most of the time.
Except for when he's Willy Wonka. Let's stop that.
So Andrea Lee is a fighter for the UFC. Anyone ever heard of her before?
I'm not really familiar with her. No, not really.
Well, she's you know a fairly highly ranked 125-pound fighter. Her nickname is KGB. And the reason why that's relevant is because she posted a photo of her and her husband out at the lake. And it was, you know, just one of those shots where, like, she's wearing the bikini, he's wearing a life jacket, maybe they're wakeboarding or whatever. Standard lake time shot. The only problem is on his arm, on his left arm there, you see what's circled in red there? He's got a little tattoo.
Yeah, that's
of a swastika.
Yay! No.
And she defends it, saying, guys, he got it in prison. Here's the... So
but
it's
still.
Okay if you got it in prison because you were just joining the Aryan Nation while you were in jail. Duh.
Doesn't
everyone do that? Andrea Lee put this on her page. She reposted the photo but cropped the arm out. As if it's peeled on his screen grabs.
Have seen it already.
Don't you know, once you delete something off the internet,
it's gone forever. Neither one of us are racist. We have an Asian and a black guy that live with us. Okay. Oh my gosh, guys. It's a tattoo that he got when he was in prison. Get over yourselves. He covers them up all the time, and we happen to have a lake day, and it makes an appearance. Sensitive ass mofos.
That's not.
Guys, it's just a Nazi tattoo. Stop being so sensitive.
Yeah, you know, the Holocaust. Don't just, you know, one of the worst.
Having a swastika tattooed on your body.
So
it's not even like something where, remember with the whole Jesse James thing with Sandra Bullock's ex, where he was like wearing like the Nazi hat and like doing, and he was doing the Heil Hitler salute. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. But it's different to like have a costume on. As opposed to like a permanent tattoo on your body.
Well, also, I would say you give this guy a pass if he like, hey man, I was in prison. It was a bad prison. I had to join up with somebody to keep my life safe. But go get it covered up. Like as soon as you get out of prison, go get it covered up.
There is plenty of places to go get it covered up.
Yes.
Yes.
So don't be so sensitive. Hey, Andrea Lee, I hope you enjoy the unemployment line. You clown.
You think she's going to get fired for this?
I think this is really bad.
I think her response was even worse.
Yeah.
Calling everyone sensitive ass mofos. So,
yeah. You know. You're just a Holocaust. Yeah, you're sensitive.
Good luck with that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My daughter wants to be an art major. What the hell?
Message deleted.
Let her. Do it. Just let her pay for it herself.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing wrong with being an art major.
No, man. The world needs art. Art is a beautiful thing.
There's a lot of people out there that get worthless degrees. You might as well get a worthless degree that you enjoy getting.
Yeah.
You know? Who uses their degree? Anyone?
Me?
You?
How? In my journalism.
I'm in journalism.
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to
be a journalist.
You're a journalist?
Sit around and make fart jokes all day.
That's journalism?
No, it's not.
And also, now that I think about it, art actually, if you are a pretty good artist, like graphic artists,
you can get good jobs.
You're making pretty good money doing that.
Yeah.
And Dave, it's not all about the money. You know, it's about feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, eventually it'll be about the money.
And being true to the art.
Yeah. It's all about the money.
Just tell her she's got to pay for it herself. See what she does.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, I got one question, and it's a quick question. Whatever happened to waterbeds? You know what I'm talking about?
Message deleted.
You used to have a waterbed, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have totally gone out of style. I mean, those were the hottest things back in the 80s, but maybe in the early 90s are still around.
No, were they ever comfortable?
They weren't the hottest thing in the 90s. They were like 70s and 80s.
That's why I said 80s, and then they were still around in the early 90s before the last ones popped.
So my parents gave me their waterbed because it was like a California king size waterbed.
Gross.
Whatever. Man,
think about all the nastiness that happened.
I don't give a damn. I was happy because I was like in high school, and I went from like a double or a full size bed to a California king, which was glorious. But I moved that thing twice, and the first girl I ever lived with back in St. Louis when I was like 21, when we were trying to like install this in the crappy condo that we had, we got into an argument about, you know, putting it together and trying to get it filled up and put together right, and I got so frustrated I like threw my hands up, but I had a screwdriver in my hand.
Oh no.
And it came down right on that bed, and we were on a second story, by the way.
Did it all leak downstairs?
It did not, but it like popped, and then that's when the argument immediately ended, and we, you know, a little bit leaked out, a couple gallons, but we ended up pulling the waterbed mattress up, and then
I'm looking right now. You can get a waterbed for sale on Amazon for $332.
And let's just be honest. Sex on a waterbed, not
it's
awesome.
Terrible.
It is awesome. There's too many bounces.
Yeah.
It's too many things are moving around, man.
You can't get any footing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's no leverage. What's happening here? I'm getting seasick. Why are you getting seasick? Is that why she threw up?
Really, Sylvia? Really? Really?
You're just going to do this to us? Come on, be a decent human being and don't watch the game for us. I think we need confirmation that she's not watching the game. We need pictures of her being in that bathroom. You guys rock.
Message deleted.
We're going to have to chain her to the toilet.
Yep. Straight up saw style.
Sorry, Sylvia.
Straight up what?
Saw style.
Because
saw
we know style. Even with yeah. the strongest saw, you're not going to be able to chop through those cankles of yours. So there's no way you're going to be able to get out.
She has lied to us two games.
No, I haven't. I didn't watch the game.
Were you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like you promised?
Yes.
The whole time.
The whole time.
No, you weren't.
I went to Walgreens.
You wouldn't swear
so
you
went to I went to Walgreens, and then I went back.
You went back to the bathroom?
Yes.
You were lying.
Jesus. That's
you were a terrible liar.
So when it was 2-1, man, then they end up getting that third goal.
Yep.
I didn't watch any of the game.
You have forsaken the city, the Golden Knights. You are letting everyone in this town
anything.
Down. Are you going to spend the entire day, or excuse me, the entire game in the bathroom today? The game starts at 5.
At 5?
Yeah.
I got to go to the gym earlier then.
Oh, and so guess what?
Back to the gym.
I got to go to the gym earlier.
Why don't you just stop thinking about yourself for a minute and put the city of Las Vegas in front of you, because you know you're a bad luck charm.
Fine.
No, you keep saying fine, and then we keep getting these
you
calls.
You signed a contract, with us on Friday.
I didn't
you would
watch
remain
it.
In the bathroom. Ian, what did the contract say?
The contract says, I'm going to be in the bathroom for the whole game.
You broke a contract.
I think we should sue her.
Yep. Let's straight up sue her.
Yep. We're getting litigious on that ass.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So, no big surprise. We're over here trying to do a radio show, and Bossy Rossi bursts into the studio again and is furious with us because we, quote, sided with the other Ross Mahoney.
Yeah, you had a real chance to team up with me, but now you're showing your allegiance to the Capitals.
Well, how are we showing any allegiance
because you
to
sided
the
with the fake Ross Mahoney, that son of a bitch.
We're not siding with him. We're saying all Ross Mahoneys are awful.
But you're taking shots at me and not him.
Yeah. We're taking shots at people named Ross Mahoney.
If your name is Ross Mahoney and you are in middle management, you're fairly unimportant to your organization, but you have an overinflated sense of self-worth, then you kind of fall into the same category.
How dare you? That son of a bitch is an assistant general manager. I have director in my title. That means I'm way more important than that guy.
But you're significantly less important than, say, if you were the assistant general manager of this place, right?
No. The assistant general manager, there is no assistant general manager of this place. I am the director of programming for X107.5.
Which would be beneath a
assistant general manager.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, an AGM, yeah.
You guys really missed the opportunity to team up with me.
No, don't get us wrong. We definitely went after Ross Mahoney that works for the Capitals, but you also, I'm sorry, get lumped into that.
Of course.
And it wasn't us. It was just the people's opinions. It was a mostly nude fake police officer down on Fremont Street and a dwarf magician. How dare you put that on us?
And they just said that you look like a new monster,
Ross. Ross, those are not my opinions. I just posed the question. That's all I did.
He just posed the question.
And it's a good, I picked a great photo of you.
I think
also.
You set me up for failure.
It Ross, was, I picked a great
it
photo
It was a cool
of you.
Photo of you wearing one of those We're awesome so hip, plaid bro. Shirts. You're posing all cash. It looked
no,
great,
that's
man.
His, that's his when the big boss day comes in. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Like when
plaid.
The big boss comes in, he puts on his he mother on of the, pearl, yeah. country western yep. shirt. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, look, I'm cool. I'm he's hip.
Like, yeah, he's like, I'm the sort of guy that you may want to make senior management. Or perhaps go to Stoney's with and line dance.
Nothing wrong with boot scooting, sir.
Not like today. He's wearing his Gray Volcom shirt that he got at Tilly's.
It's my favorite shirt.
Yeah. It's a good look.
Why do you hate on Tilly's? It's a
I'm not hating on Tilly's. He told us that he got it at Tilly's. I made fun of him because I told him he shops at Hot Topic. And he corrected me and told me it's at Tilly's that he shops.
I shopped at Tilly's. One time
to get that shirt.
To get your entire wardrobe.
I bought 3 or 4 shirts from Tilly's.
I think it looks nice.
Thanks.
Very fitting.
All right, see you later.
Do you think that guy's pissed off at me because I have Ross Mahoney on Twitter?
Oh, the Ross Mahoney?
And the Ross Mahoney on Instagram. You think he's upset?
I'm sure he's furious.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should try to sell it back to him.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd get a lot of money for it.
Got $15. Hell yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
After a fun-filled weekend, a Redneck Report is always seemingly filled with especially good stuff. And we'll start in Illinois this time. A subway manager was responding to a commotion at the register when a pregnant woman attacked her at about 3:30 p.m. this past Friday. The woman swung her sandwich into the victim's face. After the sandwich fell, she punched her twice before throwing cups at her.
Jeez.
Both the witness and the security footage matched the victim's story. The pregnant assailant recognized the manager, according to the witness's testimony, but the manager did not know her assailant. The suspect was quickly located and arrested on charges of battery as well as possession and intent to deliver cannabis, which I didn't expect, but okay. So she was there trying to sling some weed.
I told you I didn't want mayo on my $5 footlong, bitch.
I mean, swinging a full $5 footlong, if it's in the plastic bag at somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll hurt, man.
Yeah.
You could knock somebody out, man. I would watch if they put that on, if they made that into a pay-per-view level sport where two people had two $5 footlongs in bags and they just had to fight.
Ever since Mahoney watched Bare Knuckle Boxing this weekend, he's got all these ideas about ridiculous promotions.
I mean, if you did not watch Bare Knuckle Boxing this weekend, which I'm sure
you didn't,
99.99% of you didn't because it was on at the same time as the hockey game.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing. Look it up online. Ian, if you feel like you want to fight somebody with two $5 footlongs,
let's do it.
I will pony up the $20 for each of you to have a $5.
I thought you were going to say you'd pony up the prize money. You're going to pony up $20 for them to get sandwiches?
Wait, you're just...
Two $5 footlongs each. And then you battle each other like kind of with nunchucks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're saying.
One in each hand.
Yeah. I was just like picturing one.
Would you go with the meatball? Because I feel like it could act as like a projectile.
Oh, yeah.
I would go with like a tuna, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'd be gross. Get hit in the face
it'd
with
be
a
gross.
Sandwich.
Yep.
Tulsa police say that they arrested a man after they saw a pickup truck fail to stop at a stop sign. 37-year-old Michael Sanchez, who was driving, slurred speech, bloodshot eyes. Officers said they could smell alcohol on him. They gave him a field sobriety test, which he failed, and he was placed under arrest. While he was in the booking area at the police department, he lit his booking paperwork on fire. Officers say this is the first time he'd been arrested for DUI or arson.
It's like, you can't book me if you don't have my booking paperwork.
Good thinking, buddy.
Caught Where did he get a lighter? How did he light it on fire? I have so many questions.
I have no idea, man. Caught on surveillance video, a Bay County, Florida sheriff's deputy is seen walking up behind a man holding a hammer, and he chucked a can of Bush's baked beans and then a second at the suspect. The 25-year-old suspect reportedly attacked three officers before he was arrested. The beans in question were extra brown sugar baked beans.
Mm.
So a guy was holding a hammer threatening deputies. And instead of the old taser or an actual gun, even an extended baton. Now, this cop said, give me two cans of Bush's baked beans.
I mean, you got great aim.
I'll handle this. Ping. Ping.
The second one wasn't a great shot.
Wasn't a great shot.
But the first one definitely stunned the dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, can you imagine a can of baked beans getting hit in the head with a can of baked beans?
No, just awful.
Like, I would almost rather be tased than get hit in the head with a can of baked beans.
And finally, a 27-year-old man by the name of Brian Hone spent 2 weeks stripping in Fort Lauderdale to earn money to buy a hyena he named Jake. A 27-year-old man worked as a stripper to earn money to buy a pet hyena named Jake.
You can buy hyenas?
No. You're not supposed to be able to.
Where do you even get a hyena at?
Hahn originally found a private zoo in New Jersey that was selling two baby spotted hyenas for $5,000 each. I only had $100 to my name, Hahn asserts. I had 14 days to come up with the cash, so I decided to strip.
Wait, he made $4,900 in 2 weeks?
I guess. He kept illegally in an apartment for 11 months until it started making commotion by bouncing off the walls. Jake broke Hahn's left arm and bit the other one while fighting with his master while Brian tried to get Jake the hyena into his cage. Now Hahn is cashing in on his hyena experience, hawking a $20 ebook about raising Jake the hyena. Last week, he started a new gig at the Miami Zoo, showing off camels, giraffes, and rhinos to visitors. So he does love his African wildlife, and Jake the hyena may no longer be with him, but...
Aww. Is he stripping at the zoo? That's no elephant trunk.
Oh.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting a word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
Got to be careful, man. If you're going to be a criminal, you have to be a smart criminal, right? Otherwise, you end up getting busted in the most embarrassing ways, like this woman. Authorities in New Jersey say that Tony Ann Baranka, 42, was sentenced Friday to 3 years in state prison. She pleaded guilty in January on a second-degree theft by deception charge. She embezzled $234,000. She's an ex-Apple employee.
Okay.
And she was shopping with a company credit card to make purchases of sexy undies.
Oh.
She was buying undies.
$600,000?
No, $243,000. Oh. Almost $250,000.
They're expensive, though.
She was shopping at Gucci and Louis Vuitton and also at Victoria's Secret. A review found that she racked up $110,000 in retail spending and paid back $95,000 prior to her sentencing because she got busted.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, almost $250,000.
Oh, my gosh. I'm saying laundry is expensive, dude.
I guess so.
They are.
She was issued an American Express card for making purchases related to her job, and as it turns out, not actually related to
somebody
her job.
Eventually got like, why do we have $90,000 worth of...
A lot of bras. Seems like a lot of bras.
Yeah, I mean, like...
A lot of thongs.
She's obviously shopping, not when they're on sale.
No.
And also, why are they just in a giant bin? Like, anytime I ever go into, like a Victoria's Secret with my girlfriend when she's buying things, and I'm just like, there's no organization to any of this. These are just giant tubs.
You have to see, like, the little
drawers. A bunch of different
underwear. Feel like a creep when you're standing there waiting in a Victoria's Secret with your significant other?
Yes. Don't make me go in there.
Do you feel like you have to look down?
You just feel like you should be, there should be, like, a guy zone where you can just go and sit down, and there's, like, a couple of chairs and watch sports or something.
Yeah.
Because as you're sitting there, because eventually your girl's going to go into the changing room, and then you're just...
You're there alone.
A guy standing there alone holding a bag, just... heavily breathing while other women are looking at panties, and you're like, I just don't like this feeling. I feel like I'm
at that point. You have to wait outside.
You got to own it.
Yeah. No, you have to wait outside.
You actually have to go outside. It's too hot outside now, man.
Well, then just
record temperatures
suck it up,
here
man.
In Las Vegas.
100 degrees.
I'm just telling you, I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it.
It's not cool, man.
It's not cool.
Not cool.
Why don't you help her?
What do you mean help her? You can't go into the dressing room.
This would look really cute on you.
Yeah.
Or just like if she asks for your advice,
it
you're there.
It all looks cute on you.
Yes.
Because it's bras and panties.
And I enjoy you naked.
When I see you in bras and panties, I know what's about to happen. So
yeah.
I like it all. So it doesn't really matter. Like, I know that some
really
women really like to invest in their underwear and lingerie. It's like when somebody spends a lot of time wrapping a gift. Why?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to rip that off as quickly as I possibly can.
I use gift bags.
See, that's kind of lazy.
No, see,
that's lazy.
I forgot all about
gift
wrapping. I haven't wrapped anything in good... 15 years.
Sylvia also wears tidy whities, by the way.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just wear that weird the tissue paper.
Oh.
It's just if I took off your pants and then there's just tissue paper, I'm happy. Mm, just throw that out of the
earlier
way.
Earlier today, I was wearing some edible underwear, but I got hungry. Okay. Is it creepy to eat your own edible underwear?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Any sort of edible underwear.
Mahoney, I know that you're a horse racing aficionado.
Oh.
We've heard some good horse names over the years.
We have.
And normally, our bets are placed based on how great a horse's name is.
Yeah, I feel like if you have a great name, I'm going to put some money on you. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, we've got what is the last one coming up? We've had the Belmont and the Kentucky Derby, or the Preakness.
We have the Preakness,
the Belmont's
the coming up.
The Belmont's still coming up. So is this horse going to be racing in the Belmont?
I'm not sure, but the horse's first name is Bofa.
Bofa, okay.
Bofa.
And then
cute.
Its middle name.
Is that like foreign? Or something like
maybe
Bofa.
Yeah,
it just
Bofa?
Sounds like a cute name. Bofa.
Yeah, Bofa is a cute name, and then
I feel like he's kind of fat.
Yeah.
Middle name is Deez.
Bofa okay. Deez.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna go ahead and play the clip so that way you can hear how this is.
This
used.
Horse has three names.
First, middle, and last. Yeah.
Huh.
Here we go.
Cage fighter. Bofa Deez Nuts. They come away together. Bofa Deez Nuts goes for the front. Outside. Bang bang. You're gone. Making some headway. Final 100 yards for Bofa Deez Nuts. Cage fighter trying to battle back. Bofa Deez Nuts. Cage fighter. Bofa Deez Nuts rolling. To victory, by a head.
So do the, when that horse is applying for a job, do they say, Mr. Nuts, just have a seat right here. And he goes, hey,
it's
that's both.
Dr. Nuts.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Jack White's coming to town. He's doing a couple of shows. Mm-hmm. Today's Know the Show question is this. If you are the first person in with the correct answer at 702-791-1075, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
She has lied to us two games.
No, I haven't. I didn't watch the game.
Were you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like you promised?
Yes.
The whole time.
The whole time.
No, you weren't.
No.
I
went to
wouldn't swear
so
you
went to and then I went back.
Sylvia is making a habit of lying to us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Gosh.
She ruined the game again.
I did not watch it.
You were near a TV.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, really?
How do you know?
You were told to be in the bathroom the entire time. You signed a legally binding agreement that you would be in the bathroom. You violated that agreement.
I still don't watch the game.
You violated
the signed
agreement.
But I didn't watch the game.
Agreement.
The whole thing was that I couldn't watch the game.
And then you lied to us about it again.
Yeah, so I don't believe that you just went to this particular place. But if you know where this place is that Sylvie's lying about going to during the game, 702-791-1075. Again, Jack White doing two shows here in Las Vegas over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. These tickets are for the second show on August 24th. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Joel. How are you?
Good. Joel, how you doing, man?
Doing very well.
Now, as you probably know, if you listen to this show regularly, Sylvia is a real son of a bitch.
Jeez.
And she's a liar. She she betrayed our trust once again by going to which location during the game this weekend?
I can't believe she went to Walgreens.
That's right.
I had to get makeup remover.
And now, tonight, the game's at 5 o'clock. She's like, oh, I better not go to the gym, where she knows that the game will be on. She
I know, so I'm not going to go to the gym.
I don't believe you that you're not going to go.
The gym is close to my house. I will drive by. If you're there, I'm going to slash your tires.
Oh. I'll go at 4.
No.
You need to be locked into the bathroom.
And you'll
well,
be
when
leaving
is the game?
At 5.
I'll be fine.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
You are the bane on this city,
no,
Sylvia.
No, I'm not.
You are causing all of this
irreparable damage.
You are.
No.
Selfish.
I didn't watch it.
Disgusting.
I didn't watch it.
Shame.
Shame.
Don't you shame me.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.